to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Ann and Lynn Nakata, in memory of Robert Nakata's 50th year memorial. Our speaker this morning is Reverend So Kalu, Associate Minister of the Honpa Honganji Petsuin. Good morning, Reverend Kalu.
Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Anno, Namo Anno, Namo Anno. Knowing truly that the primal vow, the perfect one vehicle that brings about sudden attainment, grasps those who commit grave offenses and transgressions, we are quickly brought to realize that blind passions and enlightenment are not two in substance. The passage just read is from Shinran Shonin's Kosowasan. Good morning, everyone. I am Reverend So Kalu, Honpa Honganji, Hawaii Betsuin. Today, I would like to talk about the concept of Akunin Shoki, as taught by Shinran Shonin. When the historical Buddha Shakyamuni attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree, some 2,500 years ago in India, the very first teachings he shared with other people is the Four Noble Truths. And the first of that Four Noble Truth is that, quote unquote, life is suffering. Or some say that life does not always go the way we want it to. It is the goal of Buddhism to liberate all sentient beings from suffering through awakening to the true nature of things. And this awakening was usually achieved during the Buddha's time by meditation and following a prescribed set of precepts. The monks who devoted their time solely for the attainment of enlightenment formed groups known as sanghas, with the historical Buddha Shakyamuni as the teacher, and this was the early form of Buddhism known as the Theravada tradition. With the advent of the Mahayana tradition of Buddhism, some hundreds of years after the passing of the historical Buddha, the concept of the Bodhisattva and the age of Dharma decline came about. The focus of salvation shifted from the self-practicing monk becoming an arahat to that of the bodhisattva, who delays his attainment of Buddhahood in order to help others attain enlightenment. The age of Dharma decline, known as Mappo in Japanese, is the last of the three ages of Buddhism, following the death of Shakyamuni Buddha. During this degenerate third age, it is believed that people will be unable to attain enlightenment through the words of Shakyamuni Buddha, and society will become morally corrupted. In Buddhist thought, during the age of Dharma decline, the teachings of the Buddha will still be correct, but people will no longer be capable of following them. Only the teaching is there, but practice and enlightenment are no longer possible. Our founder, Shinran Shonin, who lived during the age of Mappo, diligently practiced the asceticism of the Tendai tradition for 20 years in Mount Hiei, but finally came to the realization that such rigorous practices did not lead to his awakening and liberation. Shinran Shonin was troubled by his own blind passions, or bunno, and despite 20 years of ascetic practices, he could not attain the enlightenment he was seeking. After undergoing a 100-day retreat at Rokakudo Temple in Kyoto, the Bodhisattva Kanon appeared to him in a dream in the form of Prince Shotoku, which directed him to see Honen Shonin. Shinran descended from Mount Hiei and became a disciple of Honen, and during the first year of his meeting Honen Shonin, at the age of 29, he attained enlightenment or salvation through the vow of Amida Buddha, the Buddha of limitless light and life. This attainment of salvation, through relying solely on the power of Amida's vow and discarding all sundry practices, became the core of Shinran's teachings throughout his life. Essentially, Shinran said that because we are all defiled by greed, hatred, and delusion, we have no chance of gaining enlightenment by ourselves, and that by entrusting ourselves totally to Amida Buddha, without any calculation or doubt, we are assured of birth in the Pure Land. Shinran stressed absolute reliance on the other power of Amida's vow. One's own efforts are useless in achieving salvation. Even faith in the Nembutsu arises not through the individual's own efforts or virtue, but is bestowed by Amida's grace. One of the major characteristics of Shinran's teachings is that the evil person, even more than the good person, is the chief object of Amida's original vow. This idea is called Akunin Shoki, which means evil people have the right qualifications for rebirth. The reason for this is that good people will tend to rely on their own merit to achieve salvation, while evil persons, knowing themselves to be without virtue, will be more ready to entrust themselves wholly to the power of Amida's vow. In the Tanisho, it is written that, out of great compassion, Amida Buddha made his vow for us beings full of evil passions, who are unable to set ourselves free from the suffering of samsara through any religious practice. Since the purpose of the vow is to enable us foolish beings to attain Buddhahood, the person full of blind passions who entrusts himself wholeheartedly to Amida Buddha is the very object of the vow. The good person who can achieve liberation by his own self-power is therefore not the real object of Amida's salvation. For that person, Amida's vow is not necessary. Such a good person trusts in his own self-power and not in the other power of the Buddha. How wonderful it is to grasp the full meaning of Akunin Shoki. For in this age of Mapo, or Dharma decline, only the teachings remain, and both practice and attainment are no longer possible. So, in a sense, there is no real good person capable of attaining enlightenment through self-effort. People of this latter age are all foolish beings without exception, and the compassion of Amida Buddha, through the working of the primal vow, offers a salvation that is truly boundless and unlimited. It was Shinran Shonin's personal experience while in Mount Hiei. He realized his limitation as a man hopelessly mired in the depths of blind passions. He was an Akunin, an evil person at that time in his life, and when he encountered the teachings of Amida's salvation through meeting Honen Shonin, Shinran received true Shinjin, which broke the darkness of his mind and enabled him to live in the joy of the Nembutsu life. In closing, I would like to read again the passage from the Kosowasan. Knowing truly that the primal vow, the perfect one vehicle that brings about sudden attainment, grasp those who commit grave offenses and transgressions, we are quickly brought to realize that blind passion and enlightenment are not two in substance. Thank you all for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo no, namo no, namo no, namo no.
Thank you, Reverend Kalu, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihongaji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 10th, Moiliili Honganji will have its Zoom Buddha Day and Remembrance Service at our 9 a.m. service. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliili Honganji will preside. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, Ann and Lynn Nakata, and our speaker, Reverend Sol Kalu of Humpa Honganji, Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Alan Goto, a member of Humpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.